Greetings to each one today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Levi also sharing with you this week. I did a few inspirations on Psalms in the past 3 days, and then also yesterday I took a passage out of Corinthians where the Lord said to Paul about being weak. When we are weak, we are actually strong. If we are in the Lord. I was just pondering this morning. It seems the world around us is going downhill fast. But it's not just that. That is a grievous thing. But what is really grievous is when you see your dear brothers and sisters that you have known, and they fall into sin, or maybe their marriages are not doing well, or maybe they are even separated in their marriages. And that is, it's very painful to see that. People that have at one point had a clear testimony and walked with the Lord, and now they are not doing well when it comes to their spiritual walk. And I had to think this morning in Psalm 33, verse 18, it says this: "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy." So this morning, are we a people, are we a remnant people that have been called out, and we hope in his mercy? This is not talking about a hope that, let's say you and your brother are rolling a tire down a hill, and if the tire goes on the right side of the post that's on the bottom of the hill, you win. If it goes on the left side, he wins, and you keep track, you keep points. So as you roll that tire, you hope that it'll roll on the right side. That way you'll get a point. It's not that kind of hope. It's talking about a hope that is alive, a confidence, a sure hope. So I'll read it again. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear them, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine." So that is my question for all of us today. You know, as we are in this world, as we are faced with trials, maybe our soul is going through a famine. You know, there's times where in our spiritual walk that it seems like our soul is going through a famine. There's just, I've had those times where I would cry out to the Lord and cry out to the Lord, and I just didn't seem like I got an answer because we were walking through some hard situations, and it was not a good time. It my soul felt dry. My hope felt dry. It was a hard time. It was a time that it seemed like you look out across the land where it's getting brown because it's warm and the sun is beating down on it and there's just no rain coming. You know that it'll rain sometime, but there, at this point it just seems like there's no rain in sight. "To deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." And that's just my encouragement to all of us this morning. When we are in those days, when the famine strikes, when the hard times come, that we would trust in the Lord, that we would hope in the Lord, we would hope in his mercy. "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our hope and our shield." You know, he is that hope and that shield. That shield, it will protect us. It will not allow more to come than what we can handle. Verse 21, "For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name." You know, in the end, when we come out of those dry seasons, when we come out of those dry times where there's a famine in our soul, where there's hard things going on, we can, you know, when we come out of that, there's going to be a joy there because we have trusted him. We have kept our eyes on the Lord. We have stayed in the Word. Even though sometimes we don't feel like being in the Word. We don't feel like praying because we feel dry. But you know what? When we come out of that, there is something is going to rise up in your heart. It's kind of like a test. It's almost like the Lord allows these things to happen for a test to help us to grow in Him, to understand His grace, to understand His mercy. I'll read verse 21 again. For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. We have stayed fast. We have trusted in Him. We have not given up in Him. And therefore, even in this life and in eternity, there's going to be a joy that's going to rise up out of our souls because we have trusted in the Lord. Verse 22, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us. According to us, we hope in thee. There's that hope again. It's that it's not just the hope and hope and hope where we just hope that the right thing's going to happen. We hope that everything is going to go well. No, it's a hope that is a confidence. It's a hope that we trust our God. We know He has our best in mind. So Lord bless you as you go through your day.